Conversations, Ginger Baker, Cream, Blind Faith, and Beyond. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano.
I think a lot of people, I've been hearing a lot of drummers recently, and they're really playing very, very fast and saying absolutely nothing. I mean, it's all... And the end result is, what did he say? You know, if you're playing the drums, the most important part, and this Baby Dodds brings up, of a drummer is to compliment the other guys you're playing with. You play, what you play can make a musician not only sound better, it can make him play better, you know, and that's the most important thing. You don't get on a gig like, and you want to play, you've been practicing and you've got this riff, right, and you're just waiting to when you can put this thing in. That's nothing, it don't mean anything. One beat can sound better than 25 if it's put in the right place. That's what drumming's about. You're there, you're the timekeeper, but you're also, like, what you play, the pattern you play, can make the other musicians play better and sound better, and that's what you should do. You should play by listening to the other guys and play to complement what they're playing. That's a very important thing. That's why so many drummers today, they're sitting there and they've got all this technique, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't say anything. And the point is that you should say something, you know?
Welcome to Ginger Baker in Conversation. Peter Edward Ginger Baker was born August 19, 1939. He is, of course, an English drummer, best known as the founder of the rock band Cream. His work in the 1960s earned him praise as rock's first superstar drummer, although his individual style melded a jazz background with his interest in African rhythms. Baker is credited as a pioneer of drumming in genres like jazz fusion, heavy metal, and world music. Now, Baker began playing drums at age 15 around 1954, and later took lessons from Phil Seaman. In the 1960s, he joined Blues Incorporated, where he met bassist Jack Bruce. The two clashed often, but would be rhythm section partners again in the Graham Bond organization and Cream, the latter of which Baker co-founded with Eric Clapton in 1966. Cream achieved worldwide success, but only lasted until 1968, in part due to Baker's and Bruce's volatile relationship. After briefly working with Clapton in Blind Faith and leading Ginger Baker's Air Force, Baker spent several years in the 1970s living and recording in Africa, often with fellow Ransom Kuti, in pursuit of his longtime interest in African music. Among Baker's other collaborations are his work with Gary Moore, Masters of Reality, Public Image Limited, Atomic Rooster, Bill Laswell, jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, and another personality-led effort, Ginger Baker's Energy. Baker's drumming attracted attention for his style, showmanship, and use of two bass drums instead of the conventional one. In his early days, he performed lengthy drum solos, most notably in the Cream song Toad, one of the earliest recorded examples in rock music. Baker, too, is an inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Cream, and of the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 2008, and of the Classic Drum Hall of Fame in 2016. That being the annotated chapter and verse biography of Peter Ginger Baker, let me tell you where I came into the story. I received a phone call many years ago out of the blue, with a voice on the other end of the line saying, "It's Ginger," to which I replied, "Ginger who?" He said, "Ginger Baker, you idiot. I want you to write my book." This was at a time in my career when I was pretty much in demand, and I was somewhat surprised and very honored to get the call. We then met up with Mr. Baker in California at his home with many dogs, horses, and a lovely wife, followed by meetings in New York at the offices of Jim Fitzgerald at St. Martin's Press. Eventually,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?